Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chef Jesse's first radio show. I am super excited to actually try this, to actually bring this to you. Hey, what's the favorite if you don't try and try to do things? So let me tell you right off the bat out there in Radio Land what I'm trying to do. This is my vision. It's kind of like have local people, local chefs, maybe some celebrity chefs, local musicians, maybe some celebrity musicians that's want to come on the show. I want to interview people, talk about food, talk about, you know, what inspired you to be a chef or to play music. Because in the kitchen, there's always been great music. With good food, I mean, there's been great music. And I know my grandmother, they always listen to that music of my mother. And I also want to feature some wines sometimes that go with, you know, go with ribs and oxtails and things like that, and a little bit of blues. So everybody needs some blues with the way things are, especially with this weather. This weather has been kind of crazy, so we want to bring in that spring. So we're going to try to uplift some people. Grilla, you there?
Yep, Chef, I'm here. Welcome. I'm glad you're joining the network, and congratulations with your new show.
You believe this? I'm really trying to do this.
I'm really trying.
How you think I'm doing so far? I mean, because, you know, when you do things, you know, nobody believes in you. You know, you just have to do it yourself. You have to get out there. You've got to make it happen.
You're right on the money, dude. You got it going. It sounds great. I'm so glad that you got your first show, the Jesse Show, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say each and every week. And good luck to you. And, you know, I'm not used to being a sidekick, but if you need me, just holler. I'm always here, and have a good show.
Oh, no, absolutely. So thank you again. And, again, everybody out there in Radio Land, I know there's a buzz on my Facebook page, you know, with this Let's Get It and the Faith Rider and the Pal thing. And after I come from my break, I'm actually going to explain to everybody about, you know, what's that about and when I get up in the morning what I do. But first, let me share a little bit about me. I've been a chef. Actually, I've been in the industry for 30 years. And I started off in food service and ended up working at restaurants that night, trained under some very great chefs. And so, you know, one of the things, I opened up a small restaurant, I closed it, I decided to do catering. Now I'm kind of like a private chef for a few celebrities. I want to get my radio show. I want to get Chef Jesse Live, the actual show where you could come on and eat and we could dance and do all we got to do. But I'm going to start off with this show and going to be featuring some things, featuring artists and chefs going forward and things like that. And you know what? When I come back after this song, I'm going to tell you about that Faith Rider and that Let's Get It and that Pal thing. So stay tuned. Right now.
Time.
tell you she wants him, that's all.
Welcome back to the Chef Jesse Show. And again, when I left off, I was going to explain to you about that Faith Rider and that Let's Get It and that Pal. One of the things that I learned, especially for you young chefs out there that's listening, you have to hone your craft first, hone your skill, work under multiple chefs, really learn the ins and outs of the business before you kind of jump out there and think, you know, you can do everything. I know I talk to a lot of young chefs, and you see the Food Network, you see all these shows, and they think they can catapult, like, right to the top, and you really can't. You really got to, you know, maybe if you're doing potatoes, peeling them, you have to peel them, like, forever, it seems to be. But to be a master, you know, make a long story short, just to master certain things before you decide, okay, I'm going to jump out there and do that. So I've been doing this for a very long time. So when I jumped out on faith, I remember making a bunch of excuses, always, you know, trying to get the, you know, not so much of shortcuts, but just, you know, really not getting the job done, you know, knowing that I got to do the same thing every day. is repetitiously. You have to just get up. You have to do it. You have to, you know, go to your job. You have to set up. And so instead of making excuses, I decided, you know what, I'm out here on faith. And when you jump out on faith like me, you know, you just, it's not really out there. It's like you're searching, you're reaching, but it's nothing there. But you believe that it's something there. You believe something's going to happen. And no matter what it is, whatever you're riding, whether it's a horse, motorcycle, bus, train, plane, you get up and you get out and you get on it and you get it. And when you get your pow, that means you get your reward for it. You make a good meal for someone, or just that pow is just a wow factor. Like whatever you're good at and whatever makes you feel good, you know, you say the pow, because it's like, you know, that's going to be your reward when you do a great job and someone's really happy. Because that's me. When somebody, when I cook and somebody really loves my food, that's kind of like my appreciation right there. That's kind of what makes me, you know, feel good and makes me feel like, you know what, this above and beyond that I went really paid off by just seeing the smile that you're happy and, you know, you get referrals. So, you know, from now on, to everybody out there in Radio Land that hear my voice, when you see Faith Riders, let's get it, pow, on my Facebook page, that means don't make no excuses. That means get up, get out, make it happen, and continue to make it happen until you decide to say, you know what, this is it, I retire, I'm not going to make it happen anymore. But when you call yourself a chef, whatever you're doing, make it happen. Don't make no excuses. Make sure you got everything tight, and you're going to work hard. It's going to be hard, but you know what, at the end of the day, you'll get that reward, which would be someone really coming up to you and say, hey, you did a heck of a job, and that's what I appreciate. So hopefully going forward in the show, I will be having a few people call in that I will pick as a special guest, you know, to come in and maybe talking about, you know, what they got going on for as being a chef or any charity work. I love that. I'm really out in the community doing things all over the place, you know, cancer walk, breast cancer walk, just anything that I can lend my cooking skills to that can help people, you know, you know, just to help people through food. Food is amazing. You know, my grandmother, you know, passed away last year, and one of the things that she would do, she would make you a pie. She would make you probably like, grandma, a pie? But you know what? Hey, while you're eating that pie, you're like, wow, this is a really good pie. So I always feel like I may drop out some cornbread. I may make some ribs. I just make something, make a pot of gumbo to somebody. People will appreciate, you know, when you give them things like that. You know, I know obviously people may want money and they want some other stuff, but I tell you, if you give somebody a pie or make them a pot of soup or just let them know, hey, you know, I'm thinking about you, and I think it's the thought that counts. And so going forward, that's what I want to do, like my grandmother did. My grandmother always did things that you may look at as, wow, you know, what is this? But you end up appreciating it later. Like, well, she gave me, you know, a pot of soup, and the family ended up eating it, and it's good. And, you know, so that's what I want to do. I want to be generous. I want to be humble, and I want to help people. So hopefully I get some feedback from my first show. I hope that, you know, give me feedback so that I can get better. I plan to have a smoking, action-packed Chef Jesse live crazy, because I'm just doing my thing show. We're going to have some hot guests. I got some good celebrity friends out there that may want to come on and, you know, share some music. So stay tuned, and you're going to be surprised about this show. I know you're probably thinking now, because it's the first one, and, you know, we're going to get some kinks out. But so far, I think I'm doing great. And so if anybody out there have any questions about the show, you know, should be a number there. You know, call me up later and, you know, give me some feedback and let me know what you think. So without further ado, I'm going to end up with this last song, and bon appetit. Let's get it, pal.
Hug me like you love me, baby, don't you let me go. We'll be right back. hold me real close, make my body tremble, don't wanna let you go. Hug me like you love me. A kiss is real good, holding hands is alright, but when you hug me like you love me, you can spend the night.